For Parsha Tzav, we have five separate Divrei Torah. We're going to start off at the beginning of the Parsha. Tzav es Aharon, command Aharon on what we're about to discuss in the Parsha. So Rashi brings, Ein Tzav el Lashon Zeros. What does that mean, Tzav, to command? It's, you have to really be mezarez. If you have to impress upon him the significance of what we're saying, Zeros, you have to make sure that he has alacrity with what's going on, and is very careful to adhere to the requirements and the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to tell him. And the continuation of Rashi is as follows, that Rabbi Shimon tells us, especially in this situation, that we need zirus, we need alacrity, we need adherence, b'makom sheyesh bo chisaron kis, in a place that there is financial loss. And the one explanation, the simple explanation, is when we're dealing with karbanos and the kohanim can make mistakes, if they do the avoda wrong, if they have the wrong thoughts even while doing the avoda, the whole korban is going to be puzzled, it's going to be invalid. But the Sichos Tzadikim brings a fascinating, fascinating explanation of that we need extra care. We need to be extra careful in what we do when there is a situation of chisaron kis. So he says as follows, that all of our of parts of the body that indeed involve taivas around the face, etc., they have a kis, they have a cover. And the cover is there to act as a guard to ensure we don't sin. So for example, the mouth. We often want to talk lashon hara, say things we shouldn't say. We have the lips there to close it up. That's the kis. That's the cover. That's the control. That's the shomer. That's the guard of the mouth. And when it comes to the ozen, when it comes to the oznaim, the ears, as the famous, why do we have an earlobe? Because if we're hearing lashon hara, we can put the earlobe into the ear, turn it up with our hand, stick it into the ear. That's our shomer, that's our guard, that's our protection. And the eyes, very obvious. We have the eyelids, that if there's something that we shouldn't be looking at, we can close it. So we have these protections, we have these guards built into the body, and that is what it's saying, chisaron kis, but that's a kis. We have the coverings, but when do you have to be careful? When you have a chisaron kis. When you don't have those coverings, that is when we have to be especially careful to be on guard, to protect ourselves. And when is that in particular? Our thoughts. Our thoughts we have no guard against. We have no protection, no external physical barrier that's going to control it, but rather it is up to us. And that's what it's saying here. You need to be mizaris. You need especially to be especially careful and strict when there is a chisaron kis, when there is that lack of a cover for protection. And what's the connection to what we're talking about, the korban ola? The korban ola came fundamentally as a kapara, as a repentance for improper thoughts. And accordingly, specifically here, when talking about the korban ola, it says, tzav es aron, you have to command them. You have to be very careful when this korban deals with improper thoughts. That's where we need especially the protection. That's where we have to especially be careful, because when it comes to improper thoughts, that is where we have a chisaron kis. We don't have that protection. We don't have the eyelids. We don't have the lips. We don't have the earlobe to act as protection and a guard. And accordingly, this is especially when it comes to the korban ola and what it represents, that it's a kapara for improper thoughts. It's those improper thoughts where we have the chisaron kis, that lack of that cover. That is especially where we have to be careful. The Zohar HaKadosh says on our parsha, this is number two, vert number two, it says, Hi ha'ola al mokta, that this ola is burnt. The korban ola was totally burnt. None of the meat was eaten by the kohanim or anyone else. And the Zohar says as follows, what's this concept? The ola, it goes up literally. When somebody has thoughts, ola al rayono shel adam machshavara, when it comes up, when you have an improper thought that comes into your mind, how do you deal with it? Hi ha'ola al mokda. Put it on the pyre, P-Y-R-E. Burn it on the fire. Get rid of that thought with the ash, with the fire of the Torah, with the fire of the mitzvahs. That is what we need to do to extinguish these improper thoughts. We are now moving forward to Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalid. The Pasuk says, in talking about the Truma Sadesh and the ash that was left over on the Mizbeach, that it was removed. So the Pasuk says, Vehotzi esadeshen el michutz lamachane el makom tahor, that the desh and the ash, it wasn't thrown into the garbage. Chas v'shalom, this still had a scintilla of holiness with it. It was used, it was burned on the Mizbeach. So you have to take it out take it out of the machane, take it out of the Beis HaMikdash, and put it into a holy place. So there's a nice explanation, a nice drush on this. The Beis Yaakov says that every Jew has a spark within him. As far as a Jew may go off the derech, he may be totally outside of the machane, out in the camp. He's far out there doing terrible things, but that fire still exists. That spark, it may be a tiny spark, but it still exists. And accordingly, we can never give up on a Jew. That spark does exist, and that is represented here. Even if that desh and that ash, the leftover, the person that doesn't have his head in the game, there's no life left on the outside in his Judaism, but he is still in a makom tahor. He still has a good place in within him. There's something, it may be very deep down, but even the charred korban, it was holy. It still has some holiness. Put it in a holy place. And remember that a Jew who has gone far off the derech, outside of the machane, but he's still got that burning spark. And that leads us to the next vort, that is going to be the next pasuk, then two pasukim afterwards. So it says as follows: Ba'esh al mizbeach tukabal lo sichba. The fire that was on the pyre, that went on the mizbeach, it never went out. And that is ubiyar la kohen eitzim baboker baboker. The kohen would come, and even though the fire never went out, the kohen would burn the eitzim, would burn the wood every morning, day in, day out, every morning, morning after morning. And that is where they put the korban ola. That's where they put the korban ola in the morning, in the afternoon, and that's where it was burnt. Various parts of it was burnt to kat al mizbeach lo sichbe, and it's put on the mizbeach eish tamid to kat al mizbeach lo tipa. That eish is always on the fire; it will never go out. So the Torah's Moshe says as follows, as we mentioned just before: in each and every yid, in each and every Jew, that is that spark. That spark of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that never goes out, just like Eish Tamid Tukal Mizbeach Lo Sichba, that fire never goes out. And this is indeed an instruction here in our pasuk to the Kohen. But it's not necessarily the Kohen in our drash. It can be the Kohen, it can be the leader of Klali, so it can be the Navi, it can be the Rav, it can be the Rosh Yeshiva, it can be anyone of stature, or anyone who can have the impact on somebody else, that you have to know, that you have to constantly be looking for that person who has a spark that is going out, but it'll never go out, but it is flickering, it's dwindling, and you have to know that you have to get involved and try to inspire and flame that spark, boker ba boker, each and every morning, day in, day out. It can't be that you try to reach out to somebody once and that's it, but you have to make an effort, and you have to make an effort, and you have to make an effort, and in fact, it has to be twofold. You have to try to inspire the person when it comes to the mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Makom, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a remez of the Korban Ola. The Korban Ola was totally burnt on the Mizbeach. It was all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we're trying to inspire another Jew, it has to be not only that Bein Adam L'Makom, which is the remez of the Korban Ola, but also the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, which is represented by the Korban Shlamim, which represents peace between one Jew and another. And in fact, if we do so, if we make those efforts to fan the flame day in, day out, we can know indeed that there will, Amir Tashem, be success, and that fire will burn, it will be rekindled, Tamid Ala Mizbech, it will be constantly on the fire, and it will never go out. We can indeed rekindle that flame to be a fire, Eish Tamid, to Kadal Mizbech, Lo sichbe, won't go out. And we're now going to our last word, number five, same pasuk, Eish Tamid Tukal Mizbech Lo sichbe. So there's a Yerushalmi in Yuma that says, Lo sichbe af b'masos, the fire won't go out even when you are traveling. What is going on here that it's saying the fire will not go out even when you are traveling? So truth be told, it's safest for people. We are able to adhere to the halachas, to our Jewish lives. Safest is at home. When we're around people and we're in our proper environment and we have our place in shul and our makam kavua and we're around our family and we're around our friends, and that keeps us in check. All of that keeps us in check when we're home, A, and number B, when we're around people that are looking out for us, and indeed that prevents us from stumbling and falling, doing things we should not be doing. However, on the flip side, when we move out of our safety zone, so if we're not around people, not around the family. If we're going to places that we don't know anyone, that'll keep us in check. So we're not home. We're not around people. We're not in our safety zone. And even more so when we travel, when we go out, there are challenges that come up, unexpected challenges. It's so much easier that we will fail. And this is something that is relevant for people who go on business trips and they're away from the families and they're away from their shuls and they're away from their routine. And they're, especially if you go to a place that is not the best of places, a conference, a convention in Las Vegas, Atlantic City, then it is easy, unfortunately, to stumble and fall. And in fact, the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim Kuf Chav Ches, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHolech Bidrachav, that praiseworthy is a person who fears God, who goes along these ways. And what it means is, even when you're traveling, which is the most challenging time, being away from the family, being away from the people who keep you in check, and encountering the challenges in those adverse environments, indeed, somebody who sticks with making minyan, and avoiding aveiras, and sticks with his learning, even when his haolech bedrachav, that is a sign that that person is indeed a true yirei shamayim. So in fact, we have a remez in our pasuk. It says as follows, Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach. That fire needs to be burning on the mizbeach. What's the mizbeach? Says the drash vayiyun. The mizbeach is the mizbeach that we have in our hearts. It's our internal hearts that we need the fire of Torah, the fire of Avas Hashem, the fire of Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem. It has to be constantly burning within us, and that's why now we understand what the Yerushalmi is saying, that it should never go out af b'masaos, even when you're traveling, even when you're out of the house, even when you're away from people, even when we encounter challenges, we need to make sure that that fire is burning and that it never goes out, even when we're out, even when we're traveling, even when we're out of our safety zone. Thanks so much for listening.